sir, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. Another episode of Stick Talk. We are back. This is our first time ever going with a four-way. That is exciting. We've done three ways, but never a four-way. This is really exciting, man.
I don't know how I feel about that, bro. Like, you're adding more. Oh, my God. I don't know.
Listen, as we start this podcast off, can I say that Barcelona is out of the mud? It feels good. They won 3-0. My goat is back. Wait, did my goat score? Let me see.
Hold on. Your goat? Oh,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, he did. He did. He scored. My goat scored. My goat scored.
Right now?
My goat scored. PK scored 94th minute. PK scored. That's my goat, buddy.
That's your goat. I'm talking about their striker, bro. Like
Waka,
all of
Waka, buddy.
Oh, no.
Hey, guys, we are back for another episode of Stick Talk. This is an exciting episode. We got Jox and Max. I'm going to introduce them in a minute. All right, they're my COL teammates. But listen, before I introduce this, I was thinking to myself, right? They won back-to-back World Cups.
Mm. Must be nice.
So am I a World Cup champion? Because I'm part of the team. Like, when LeBron James won a ring, right, with Cleveland, and they were on the team, I'm on the team, bro. Am I a World Cup champion?
I agree. They should give you a ring and everything.
I get a ring, right? I think I get a ring, bro. I think I'm part of the situation.
Hold on. Do you guys got rings, though? They give you guys rings?
I don't know.
No, we got no rings.
All right, guys. Hey, welcome to the Stick Talk podcast. Guys, you can download it. You can follow it on Spotify, on Apple Music. Today's an exciting one, man. Also, you obviously can listen to us live on Twitch, and then it goes up on YouTube. It's everywhere, man. Make sure to show it some love, man. We're trying to become the number one. How does Logan Paul say on his podcast? We the number one podcast in the world. But then, like, I don't know. Listen, we're trying to be the biggest game sports.
We can claim that we're number one. Like, I'm claiming it right now. We're number one. End of story.
In our book, right? Hey, yeah, listen, make sure to download, make sure to follow. We got a lot that we're going to talk about. We're talking, I want to bring pros on because I want y'all's, I'm going to get y'all's like outtake on like FIFA, where it's at, the stage of FIFA, the gameplay, if you guys like it, if you guys don't like it, if you could talk to EA, what you would change, all that great stuff. But let's start off with first, Jay, how you doing, bro?
I'm doing fantastic, man. It's a wonderful day. A lot of player picks, a lot of SBCs, so much fun.
Wow, that was a lot of sarcasm in your voice. Jackson, the beast himself. How you doing, bro? First of all, let me say this: World Cup champion. You've done things solo, though. You've accomplished a lot. The list goes on and on. You're dominating the scene. How you feeling, buddy?
Nah, I'm feeling pretty good, man. Happy to be here, man.
Let's go. And then the one, the only big boy, Max. How you doing, bud?
I'm chilling, man. I'm chilling. Happy to be here as well.
So y'all go back to back in. I would say in one of the most defensive FIFAs. Y'all agree?
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, I agree with you.
One of the most defensive FIFAs. I would say FIFA 20 or FIFA 21. Which one's more defensive, Jay? What are you saying?
I'm a nub, but I would say this one is probably more defensive. I've seen more five backs and nine people, eight people, 10 people in the box than I've seen in all the last like 4 or 5 years of FIFA, in my opinion.
Did y'all run five back to win the World Cup thing? Because I know, Jackson, you're killing it with that formation right now.
I actually stopped running it, man. So I play 4-4-2 now.
See, I tried it when you told me it was nice, but I felt like it left you open too much. Because the way we played it was different.
I tried it for like a solid month. Uh-huh. And then I started using the 4-4-2 again.
You went
and
back?
I think I'm going to be honest with you. I think the 4-4-2 is the best formation in the game. No more 5-back for me. Yeah, I got you with the tactics, bro.
4-4-2. So I topped 200 this week and I did it with the 4-3-1-2. Jackson, Max, what are you running?
So in the Club World Cup, I ran 5-back actually. I hadn't really ran it this year, and obviously because the competition was one leg, so no two legs, you don't have time to come back and stuff. So I just played really defensively. So yeah, I played 5-back. It's definitely up there with the best.
Yeah, no, it's a ridiculous formation if you can get your if the buildup is right with that formation, it's probably one of the best. But I think 4-4-2 is the strongest this year, I would say, right? That's the strongest.
And in general, most popular.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know. All right, if you had to pick, we'll start with you, Jackson. More defensive game, FIFA 20 or FIFA 21?
Yeah, I'm going to say FIFA 20, bro, because FIFA 20, people would use the overload ball side since minute one. Mm-hmm. And like, bro, that thing was crazy. Like having to break down someone with overload ball side minute one, it was literally like hell, you know? So like you have to go through 11 players all the time. So I'm going to say FIFA 20 was a little bit more defensive because it was so much like so hard to like break down someone with overload ball size minute one.
Yeah. Max, you?
Yeah, I have to go with FIFA 20 as well just because of overload. Overload like most crazy defensive meta in FIFA ever.
Yeah, I think FIFA 21 was the worst FIFA ever. I'm not going to lie to you. Jay, 20. You said 20 as well?
No, I said 21. I think 20 is just, I feel like over the years, bro, it's gone from like, you know, everybody went from the 4-2, 4-2-3-1. That was strong for a year or two. And then it's going now into the 4-4. Last year, if I'm not mistaken, the strongest formation was 4-4-2. This year started 4-4-2, now five back. I feel like over the years, it's getting progressively worse. There are mechanics in the game, in my opinion, that is easier to break down in this FIFA, but I feel like you can also get countered a lot harder in this FIFA than previous FIFAs, in my opinion. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no. So for me, I'll keep it 100 with you. My favorite FIFA was 17. I'll go quick. Jackson, your favorite FIFA? Like in the last 5-6 years, favorite FIFA?
I think I'm gonna agree with. I think FIFA 18 for me. FIFA 18.
Okay, Max, you?
FIFA 19. I think it was the most fun. It was unrealistic.
Man, I love that answer, bro. Yo, because people tell me all the time that that one right there was like a nonsense because of El Tornadoes and finesse, like time finesse. But I think it was the most like, yo, you could break down the sweaties easier if you were like knew the offense. Anyways, we'll jump at that. Jay, you?
18 for me.
Okay, so
I think 18.
For me, it's 17, but the funnest FIFA was 19. So
I agree with that. I agree with that as well.
This conversation, right? And we're going to get into y'all's winnings and stuff like this, but this is why I wanted pros on, because I want to hear y'all's thoughts on this, right? The reason I like 19, well, the reason I like 17 was because of low drivens. And the reason a lot of us like 19 was because of the El Tornado, the time finesses, and the, what was it? La Corqueta spam?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Those three things. Okay. Name one thing overpowered offensively in 21.
There wasn't anything.
See? And the step overs were the strongest thing, and they removed it. So for me, what makes a good FIFA game, not a good football game, right? Because a good football game, like, let's be honest with you, 80% of games you watch on TV are probably boring unless you support the team, right?
I would agree with that, yeah.
Yeah. So what makes a FIFA fun? Defensively or defensive football or offensive football?
Offensive.
Yeah.
You had to score goals.
Right. So to me, I just think to myself, when I look at the big picture, how can 20 and 21 be what? Because I'm going to keep it real with you from EA. And I've heard it myself. They say this is what the pros want. You guys are pros. Is this what y'all want?
No.
Like this style of football?
I mean, what do you mean? Like a defensive one or like the attacking one?
No, like what do you want as like a FIFA player? A defensive game or an offensive game?
No, I'd rather have a game finish 8-7 than 1-0.
You see? So yeah. I want to know what pros are saying, because pros don't say that.
No, nobody's saying that. I don't think nobody's saying that. Nobody.
That's what I'm saying.
Let me ask you a question now that you brought that up, because you had the conversation in the beginning of the year. Do you guys like where the passing system is in FIFA 21 at the moment?
Personally, I despise it, to be honest. Like the passing this year, I think it's like the slowest, like most sluggish passing we've ever seen. When you go back and like play 20 or 19, mm-hmm. you're like, wow, this is so fast. Like everyone's just like moving, instant turn. This year, your players take ages to just turn around on basic like A passes. So yeah, I don't like the passing this year.
And what about the errors on the passes? Because I feel like last year was pretty bad, but I feel like it's continuously getting worse year after year. Like there's so many errors on passing. In my opinion, the through balls, you can knock them all the time. Yeah, but like 5-yard, 10-yard passes feel like there's too many errors. Are you guys like in agreement that the passing system is not in a good spot right now?
I don't really mind the passing. Like it's like whatever. But the only thing I have a problem with is when people just send 100-yard through balls and they get it right. You know, that's like my only problem with the passing, man. Yeah. Like I see a lot of people and like spam through balls and you know they're like Hail Marys and they actually work.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, I didn't do nothing wrong. And like, they still score, you know? And I'm like, wait, how did that happen?
I think, and I get what you're saying, because I think that like a pass that I read something that was really funny. I can't remember who put the tweet out, but they were like, tips to being good at FIFA. I want to say it was one of the Foot Whiz guys or something like that. And they tweeted out like how to be good. And it was like, any pass that's an easy pass is a hard pass. And any pass that should never work is a great pass. So what they mean is like just banging a through pass from like way, like in your own half. So during the summer, I talked to people at EA. And again, I will never say no names with this, but this is a true story where they said that they talked to pros and pros so that more passes should be errors than work because it would create more of a skill gap. And they also said that, you know, that the pros liked where the game was. Now, I know a lot of pros. I speak to pros all the time. You guys are the first pros to come on. So you take the pro virginity. Hey, that's good times, man. Yeah, and I mean, I think we're all in agreement. See, the cool thing about COL is like, if you guys don't know, anybody listening, I'm part of COL. Jackson's part of COL, and Max. I think, Jackson, you came right after. We signed the same time.
Yeah, I think we signed at the same time, bro.
Yeah, me and you were together. Yeah, yeah. And then, Max, you came. Mm-hmm. And then a few months after.
Yeah.
And again, so, and then everybody there, a lot of us play, like a lot of the C, like everyone plays it there, bro. A lot of people play FIFA. People play it casual, people play it pro, people play it for content. And I think all of us see the game the exact same way, where it's like, I don't know, man, it's not fun. You can play it at a high level, but it's just not the fun FIFA that, Max, how long have you been playing FIFA?
Since FIFA 13.
Okay. And like, at what stage do you think FIFA, the fun of FIFA started kind of dipping a little bit?
Bro, honestly, when I started taking the game serious, that's when it just, yeah. When I started focusing on like how good I am at the game rather than having fun, that's when it's like, I don't treat FIFA as like, I hop on to have fun. Yeah. I hop on to like get better. So that kind of killed FIFA for me. But then also just like with everything, when it becomes more competitive, the fun reduces.
Right. And there's just every mode is competitive. Like every mode that's like is competitive. What about you, Jackson? Like, you've been playing since when?
Dude, I started playing FIFA. My first year was FIFA 2002, bro.
Yeah.
It's been a while. It's been a while.
So you're old head. At what point do you feel like FIFA started taking like a not as fun approach?
I think for me, I think FIFA 20, man. See? I think FIFA 20 was like the one that, you know, started like being a little bit weird.
See, this is, it's crazy that like whether you're, can I be a casual or no?
No, you're not a casual. Stop, bro. Fucking stop. Yo, I'm right now, bro. Top 200. You play this, this game nonsense. Okay, you ain't no casual,
right,
bro.
No, okay. Stop. But like, all right, hold on. Listen. Okay, but listen. Okay, but like for someone like me, right? That, okay, I play the game for content. And yeah, like I've done good finishes. But at the same time, Jay, when I look at the game, it's just like, we don't
good finishes,
play.
Gone to competitions. Okay, like, what are you talking? You ain't no casual, bro.
Okay, but at the moment, we're not playing at the level of Jackson and Max, right? Me and you are not playing at that. We just play Twitch.
Oh, hell no.
Okay, so how come we all feel the same way? Like, where do you think EA has, and Jay, this is for you, where do you think EA's lost, like, the, because, like, whether you're a hardcore or a
pro player. I know where you're going with this. I think the disconnect has been, right, is that they're trying, and we talk about this a lot on the podcast, they're trying to please too many different types of audiences at the same time, right? Like, I think they want to go competitive because they want their esports to be a big thing, which I understand. You have a competitive game. It makes sense. Football being and esports is getting bigger and bigger every year, right? Not only in FIFA, but in everything else. Mm-hmm. They're trying to cater too much to everybody, right? Like, this is a thing as well. They're like in FIFA, in my opinion, they're catering to the SBC people that just want to get on, do packs, yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. Then they try to cater to the casual players with the auto blocking, not learning how to actual defend, just 9 people in the box, get the hits here and there. Like, they're trying to go too many ways. Mm-hmm. And then I honestly think they're getting advice. I'm going to be real, bro. They're probably getting advice from like Twitter or something and not actually sitting down and talking to people, content creators, pros, casuals, everybody get involved. Like, have a proper like form place where you can go. People give their opinions. They have good ideas and they sit down and have a meeting and see what's going on. I feel like they're going in too many directions, bro. They're being pulled here. They're being pulled there. And then it's just sucking the fun out of everything. Well, hey, like everybody said here.
Let me cut you off because I don't want to make this sound like we're bashing EA because that's not what we're doing here. I understand. No. Let me explain. I understand where it's hard for them. For example, if I drop a video tomorrow, right? Mm-hmm. And my viewers are like, they like the RTG. So a lot of them are happy the RTG's up. Mm-hmm. But let's say it's only 10% of them that are happy. You have to still make 90% of the other people happy or you're going to lose them.
Of course.
So my only thing for EA is like, it doesn't seem like they're making the pros happy. It doesn't seem like they're making the hardcores happy. Do you think they're making the casuals happy? Because when I read my Twitch chat, when I read my comments, they don't seem happy. So no. I want to know who's being made happy. Is it like, you know, when you're walking in the mall, you're chilling in your mall, right? You're going, I can see Max shops at Gucci, right? So Max, because he just won the World Cup, right? So he's going to get his new Gucci flip-flop.
For sure.
So he's on the way to the Gucci flip-flop store, right? And then you look to the right and there's an Xbox store, a PlayStation store. And then the people are in there. You know how they have like those little setups and you can play like the game, right? You know what I'm saying? Like when you're walking through Walmart, you can play.
Yeah.
I think those are the people that are happy. That's it. It has to be just them because No one's really like, oh, this game is super like fun to play. Like, I don't know, man.
You know, I can talk about like things that I've done in FIFA. I've never gotten top 200, but again, verified elites, all this other stuff. I don't play at your guys' level, but I play. I wouldn't consider myself a casual, right?
No, you play a lot.
I play a lot, so I wouldn't consider myself a casual. But what I think the problem is if you talk to people that play, I'm not talking about SBCs and these packs. I think the people that are very, very happy with the game are the guys that are flipping on the market, the guys that are doing SBCs, the guys that are packing stuff, right? Like, yeah. If I was packing crazy things, dude, I would love this game too. Yeah. I think those are the people that are happy with it. And I think people enjoy... I truly, this is what I believe in. And like, you know, we don't really talk to people that are playing in lower divisions that are in like division 5-4.
That's what I'm saying.
And I don't know if those people are happy because they might like the game doing everything for them. For me, this FIFA literally feels like you do nothing in defense. And this is me being real. They wait for me as a player to make a mistake on a pass or take a shot. It gets deflected and then boom, one long through ball. And then you're being countered because I like playing offensive football, right? Like I attack. So I'm the one that's being punished for it. But maybe those people that like to park the bus and get that one counter attack and do, you know, one little skill move, jiggle and wiggle a little bit and bang score a goal. Maybe those people are enjoying the game and that's who they're catering to. I don't know. But the people that I've talked to here and the people that I've talked to, you know, community, my community and everywhere else don't seem to really enjoy the gameplay, like at least that play regularly, in my opinion.
I want to tell you about Blue Wire Hustle, a brand new program where you can host your very own podcast here at Blue Wire. Hustle was created to give everyone the opportunity to take your podcast to the next level. Or if you want to host a podcast and just don't know where to start, Hustle is the perfect place for you. As part of the program, you'll receive personal cover art, Q&As with Blue Wire's top podcasters, access to our community Discord, and an e-learning course full of tips and tricks. And on top of that, we'll help you get your show pushed out to Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, and all other listening platforms. And the best part is you can get all of this for only $15 a month, the same rate as any other hosting site would charge you just for the initial setup. So whether you're starting from scratch or have an existing show that you want to grow, Hustle is an open door to leveling up your sports experience. Acceptance into the program is limited, so get your application in today. To apply, go to bwhustle.com/join. Check out the description box for this episode to find out more, but that's bwhustle.com/join.
So T Shady, who's watching us live, says he plays in Division 4 and he doesn't like the gameplay neither. So again, anyways, we'll kind of switch to Max for this one, because so Max, the gameplay is where it's at. It is what it is. How do you practice for a pro thing? So before I remember I went down to Miami, my first pro tournament. When I came back, I played a ton of games against, like, you guys know Phil from Toronto. Yeah. And then I played against Kim Amito a lot. And I just practiced against them a lot. And that's when I was doing like my 40 and O's and stuff. Who do you practice against?
I just practice against like Squirrel, against Lamps FIFA. You probably know Lamps.
Oh, you play against Squirrel?
Yeah.
Hey, can you tell him he stopped my top 200 two times in a row? 2 weekends ago, and then this one. You got to tell him to stop stopping my top. Anyways, so that's who you play against?
Yeah, Squirrel, Gustavo, like GN10 and stuff. But it's basically just other, like, higher-end players, like, in the region.
Yeah.
And it's just friendlies over and over again.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know, it's not fun. You kind of do it just out of like you don't want to fall behind because everyone's grinding so hard. There's a lot of younger kids coming up. You know, a lot of the best players in the world this year are like 16, and obviously with Anders, guys like 15-14. So you have to keep practicing to stay good.
Yeah,
but it isn't fun. You're just focusing on how good are you playing, not like, obviously when you score, when you win, it's not fun. It's just like you're relieved, like you're playing well.
Okay. And Jocks, I'm actually the same question in a minute, but let me ask you one question, Max. So I do this thing where I play against pros and I get great results. And then I'll go into the weekend league and I match a gold 3 kid. And it's like, I'm playing like the best player in the world. Do you ever get that where you're like, bro, how is this guy that like doesn't know how to switch into his back line actually, like, you ever get that or no?
Yeah, all the time. And weekend league, right? The famous like saying is you don't lose to people that are better than you in weekend league. You like, you lose to people that are obviously skill wise worse, but then they'll get you like in a one-off game. And that's the thing with weekend league. Like sometimes you'll notice against certain players, everything will go their way. And maybe it's because, obviously, I don't know if things like handicap exist. I don't know if DDA exists, any of that. But regardless, weekend league is a mode where when you play somebody from a lower rank, they can shock you and beat you. And then you can go into the next game and beat someone really, really good. So it doesn't really add up.
Yeah. So someone the live said that gold three lives, you know, like they matter and stuff. You know, I see what you look, guys. I'm not trying to disrespect gold three. I love gold three. Right? Gold three players are amazing. I didn't mean that. I'm just saying when you're talking to someone who plays the game at a pro level and a gold three player beats them, it's just, all I'm saying, bro, is it's not supposed to happen. Hold on, all right.
Oh man,
yo, I'm about to have people coming out. I'm gonna be on Twitter. I'm like, yo, I can go three, man. I hate you,
respect,
bro. I've never watched the podcast.
The silver
again.
Ones, bro. Stop.
Hey, stop. Hey, Jackson. Oh, no. Wait, who do you, Jackson? When you're practicing, you're getting ready to go back to back in your World Cup. Who you practice like? Do you go practice against gold three players, or you practice against pro players?
Dude, the only I try to practice with pro players, then. But I'm gonna be honest with you. The less I touch the game, the better, bro.
I hear that a lot. I get that. That I'm like that too. The more I play the game, the stupider I become.
Look, the reason that, part of the reason is because like I think I'm good with to the point where like I don't need to practice every single day.
Uh-huh.
So whenever I really want to play someone, like I just play rivals, bro. Like I just chill and like practice like the mechanics, you know?
So whenever like I
play
you.
Whenever I play pro players, I start getting like stressed out because the connection's not good. Or, you know, like they're playing like super sweaty, you know, and I don't want to like sweat out too much before the tournament. So like, I don't like practicing against pro players. So I just play like rivals or weekend league.
Yeah. See, no, I'm like you. I tell that to Jay all the time. Every time I practice for like, I'm like, oh man, I played a whole week of FIFA. I'm about to go into the weekend league. I'm going to smack some game one.
The
I
worst.
Lose. Game one, yep. I lose. Yeah, when I don't touch the game for 2 weeks, I drop a 30. I'm like, oh shit, let's go 30. And anyone who says you haven't done that in a year, I'm going to ban you from the live. So
listen, like, do you think it's because you get, like, you know, when you come into something fresh, you have the ideas, you know how you want to play. You think because you've been doing the same thing and seeing a lot of stuff, you just like try to mimic that? You think that's what it could be?
I'll give my answer. Then Max, you give yours, and Jackson, you give yours. My answer is, since FIFA 20, the less you do in the game, the better you are. I know that might sound stupid, but the less you do, the less you touch your back line, the less you touch your left back, your right back, the less you do at times, the better you are, because you don't leave your... The harder you play, the more stuff you do and make... The nicer the play looks, the worse it is if you're about to get countered, if you lose the ball. You know what I mean? So that's how I feel. Jackson, how do you feel?
That's a tough question. obviously, right. we play a little bit different.
Right. Let me replay the question. The more you play the game, what do you think makes you like play worse? Is it the fact that you just try too much different stuff? Like do you just feel like I don't know?
Okay. Well, the thing is, growing up, I used to play a lot, right? So I guess like, you know, over the years, you know, when I was 15, when I was 14, I was playing like every single day, you know. But then, like, and I, at some point, you just, like, you know, you don't need to play every single day to, like, get better, you know?
Hey, so, let me ask you a question. If I asked you to do a McGeady spin right now, could you tell me how to do it?
Yeah.
Of course. See, because I can't. Because if someone says, hey, Skills, how do you do a McGeady? I can't. It's just muscle memory.
I just know how to do it. I'm going to be real. I don't know the bunch.
When someone's like, hey, can you tell me how to do like a fake? I'm like, oh, let me look at the controller. Because you don't, dude, I've been playing the game for so long that I don't think about the buttons no more. I just remember that's how... You do it.
Like them changing skill moves as well, like removing certain skills and adding new ones makes me mad, bro. Cause I used to know a certain skill move that way. And then it's something else now, bro.
Yeah. It's
like,
muscle memory.
Annoying, dude.
Didn't you used to do like the crab walk with like, wasn't it like two buttons to do the crab walk back then?
Yeah. It was like R1, no?
R1 and R and L1 or R1.
I think
and
you held both, like right? That, and now you just hold R1 to do the crab. Is that even a crab walk or just like possession? Max, what about you? Do you feel like you're better if you put the game down for a little bit, or are you just like the same?
Yeah. I was going to say, I've never like played something or played a sport, done anything where the less you do it, sometimes the better, like the better you become. Yeah. And FIFA is the first thing I've ever like encountered where, like on 20 before Summer Series, for example, which was like a North American championship, barely played the game whatsoever. The guy who ended up winning it hadn't played the game in 2 months. So fiddle. Okay. And so what I've noticed is that sometimes not playing is like the best practice you can get. And my only guess as to why that is because maybe playing too much makes you do the same things over and over again and kills your creativity. That's my my only guess.
And dude, yeah. I truly, from the bottom of my heart, I feel like, I wonder if that's like the lack of skill gap, like in the game, because I think that the, like, in my opinion, Jocks, and I've seen you play, and I I've seen you play a lot, and I think that as good as you are, like, I think that you could easily drop a 30 every time you played the game. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, I think pro players could drop 30s consistently. Like, I think that if there wasn't like heavy gameplay, like, I tell this to Jay all the time, and a lot of people won't believe me, but the gap between a top 100 player to an Elite One player is a very big gap. People don't think it is, but it's a bit like, if you get somebody who drops consistent top 100s, and you match him against an Elite One player on clean gameplay, what do you think the score ends, Jackson?
Oh, like, it's over. It's probably like 4-0, bro. Like,
see? I tell Jay this all the time. Max, what do you think? You think it's a big difference?
Yeah, I agree. It's definitely like 3 or 4 goal difference.
And I tell Jay this all the time. Like, there's something in this game that allows people. Dude, think of League of Legends, any other game that you can ever think of. A top player against a normal player, it's not a close match.
It never is.
And it's dope that, like, pro players feel the same way. I'm going to keep it 100 with you. I talk like this because, like, I want to be able to bring the content creator and the pro. I'm cool with a lot of pros. I talk to a lot of pros behind the scenes. So, like, a lot of the stuff I say is coming from not just a content creation place, but, like, playing, like, talking to pros.
Professional.
Yeah. And I play the game, you know, I've played the game at that level and shit like that. But I just feel, and again, you guys do not answer this question because y'all are pro players. You can't answer this. I believe in momentum. I don't give a shit.
Max already said handicap and stuff, bro. Stop.
I believe in it.
It's a thing. DBA, handicap, momentum.
I don't know what
scripting.
It is.
I'm just playing no scripting, but everything else but that.
Ooh, do you guys hate, Max, do you hate that comment? The scripting comment? I hate that comment.
I'm starting to believe in it.
Max, no. Let me tell you why I hate it. Like, all right, if a script existed, then that's EA saying that, like, okay, let's bring Anderson to it. EA picked him to win 560 times.
Yeah, I wanted to add quick scripting, like the word scripting, that I don't get behind that. I do think though, in Weekend League, that for some reason, some games, like, the game just decides, like, it's programmed. Like, maybe if you're a certain rank, a certain amount of wins in a row, they're just like, okay, this game is gonna, you know, completely go against you. So it's like where Anders, it's like, if you're good enough to win, even when the game is obviously gonna favor him, then you'll win because it happens. People go 30-0, so obviously, if you're good enough, it won't matter. Still, I do think there's just games where you start the game basically one goal down. Like, the game is just gonna be against you all game, so you're gonna have to completely outplay your opponent to win. So I do think that basically does exist in some level. It could just be the sport though, because obviously with the sport, football, soccer, whatever you want to call it, there's a lot of randomness. So that could just be, you know, inevitable and not the game's fault. But I do think there's something.
Everybody listen, follow Max.
I'm gonna be
Max
real, bro.
Max talks his shit. Follow him on Twitter.
I like it a lot. Because we've been saying this, me and you talk about this. We've talked about this on stream. Like, I think the word for me is handicap. Like, if you have, like, maybe a certain ranking, maybe you've been doing really, really well. You go in. I know this whole, like, DDA stuff now, whatever the hell they're calling it, but I've been calling it handicap for years. It feels like your team, you got to outplay your opponent, and it's because there's something in the game stopping you, either connection, handicap, I don't know what it is, but I want to get Jackson in this, and I also want to get Max in this next question.
No, wait, I need Jackson. Hold on. Don't switch this. Hold on. You switch it.
I've been wanting to ask this question from the beginning.
Fuck that. Hold on. Shut up, bro. Jackson, talk your shit. Is there anything like scripting, momentum, any of this shit?
Say yes.
No, let the men speak.
Say yes.
I mean, I'm going to be honest with you, man. All right. I think in Weekend League, there are a few things that
Jackson, hold on. Kyle just texted me from CML. He said it's okay, bro. He said you could talk your shit. He said it's fine. I'm kidding. It's a joke, bro.
Nah, I mean, I don't care. I'll say how it is, bro. Hey.
All right, go on.
In Weekend League, man, like, there are things that, like, happen that are very random, you know? And the thing is, like, I don't know, like, you have to play 30 games, you know? So, like, at least one or two games, like, every weekend, the game just, like, it just feels like it's going against you, you know? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I agree that there's something fishy going on, but I don't know. Cause like, no, playing 30 games, I personally blame it on the connection, bro. Like every game, cause every game feels different, you know?
Yeah.
Like the connection is just the servers, the EA servers are not the best.
I agree with that, but I want to ask you this question because I was in LA and this was, man, it was probably like 2013. So the guys at EA that I'm about to talk about weren't even there anymore. They took us to like a rooftop party. We were all sitting down and we were drinking some apple juice. You know what I'm saying?
Was it good apple juice?
It was all right, man. You know, I usually drink the cheap apple juice, right? But then anyways, guys, it was a beer, but we don't like 21 or older and no alcohol. Okay. And listen, so anyways, we're talking and I said to them, I said, guys, yo, when I'm playing like career mode or playing online, I'm winning 3-0 and like my opponent scores on me. Why does it feel like my opponent's team becomes so buffed up, like momentum? And they were like, oh, that's in your head. Jackson, is that in my head?
Yeah, I honestly, like, there are some games in that are really fishy. Like, I'm going to say, like, it might be on your head. I don't know. Maybe it's both, man. Maybe it's both. Like, you know, the connection sucks, and it might be on your head as well. So, like, you never know.
Is that shit in my head, man?
Maybe, maybe not.
Oh, no, the political correct answer.
Look, when you're losing and it's affecting you, it ain't in your head. Like, you're convinced someone's out to get you.
I'm just saying, bro, like, because I back in the day, I used to play a lot of career mode. I still do every now and again. And even in career mode, bro, when you're playing with, like, Barcelona, you're in the Champions League, you match against Leicester, you're winning, like, 5-0. Leicester scores one goal. All of a sudden, their players become, like, Real Madrid. You can't even touch the ball no more. So I believe in momentum. I've always openly said I believe in momentum. And the thing about it is this. I don't even think there's anything wrong with momentum. I just wish EA Sports would come out and be like, hey, this exists. Because realistically, name a sport where momentum doesn't exist.
Yeah, it's true.
There's not one, right?
Like, there's not one, bro. Like, LeBron James hits a three, he takes his headband off, he throws it on the floor, he used to rock the headband, and then you knew momentum was about to flip. Like, you knew, like, this was about to be serious. Momentum exists in it. Someone said in golf. That's not true, bro. Tiger Woods gets one good swing, then he's feeling himself. He comes out the next week, he got momentum. He's feeling himself, right? I don't watch cricket, but I'm pretty sure it exists there, too.
Yeah, I think that. Can I ask my question now, please?
Hold on, wait. Let me think if there was anything else I wanted to say. Bowling, if you hit a strike, there's moment. Anyways, no way. I'm trying to think if there was anything else you want. All right, you go ahead. You segment. Go ahead. You be the host. I'm just.
No, I just want to ask this one question because
go.
Listen. All right. So this is for both of you. I don't care who answers first, Jackson or Max. So do you guys like? Because you guys, of course, pro doing the whole pro scene thing. Do you guys like the way that weekend league gets you into the pro events, or would you rather it be like okay?
Well, it doesn't get you in though.
No. Listen to what I'm saying. Like, would you, like, for me, I think, like, if you're 22 or 2400 in rivals, you should be able to go to qualifiers, right? To be able to get into these tournaments.
Oh,
or do you like the fact that weekend league is your gateway into that?
The 27 wins, you mean?
With 27 wins, you get verified, then you can go to things.
Okay.
Would you guys rather it be, like, say, rivals? You got to have 2400. Points in rivals, and then you can get the opportunity to go to qualifiers and do all that stuff. Or do you guys actually enjoy the system now? Because, like you guys said, momentum connection could actually ruin you. I mean, you got like every other week you can do it, but I'm saying it could mess you up for that one opportunity. Like, do you like the system now, or do you wish the system was a little bit different? Is what I'm trying to get at.
I'm gonna say, man, like if you cannot get verified within like the first 3 weeks. Probably shouldn't be playing like competitive FIFA. I can get verified with the 100K team in the first weekend, you know, like it's fine.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I don't really mind, bro. It's the same thing for me. Like rivals or weekend league, it doesn't matter.
I mean, he's right. Like they give you at the start of the year, like 4 or 5 weeks to get that 27 wins. Mm-hmm. So if you aren't hitting 27 by those 5 weeks, you're sure as hell not going to qualify. Like you're not going to come close to qualifying if you can't hit it. So they haven't made it like they've set a good barrier, I think, to enter the qualifier. Cause like there's still a lot of people do end up doing like in Europe, there's like 1,000 people signing up for the qualifier. So that's 1,000 people who hit 27 wins. So I think that isn't an issue.
Yeah.
There's other issues with the qualifiers.
The qualifiers are terrible, yo.
There's some stuff I like dislike heavily about this year's qualifiers as well, but regardless, 27 wins, like,
How do you think qualifiers should be done? Because like you, someone in the U.S. playing against a pro, because you could play against like a Mexican pro, right, down in Mexico? You can play like it's anywhere. It's all of So or even like up in Canada, like the gap is too far, bro. If you're in Texas, you got to play someone all the way in Canada. That's far. So
far.
How do you think they do it? How do you think they do it like better? Do you think there's a better system they could do?
I think you should have like dedicated servers, man. Because like whenever I play someone from Canada and they're so far away that I don't know, like in Canada, you know, like all the time it snows all the time. So like maybe the internet is not that good, and like the connection is always pretty bad, man. And whenever I play someone from Canada, like it's pretty bad. Maybe they need to have like dedicated servers for like I don't know, competitive FIFA. I don't know. Maybe that'll be a lot better for sure.
By you, man.
Like, so if you think about it, like you know, like CS:GO, like everyone, League of Legends, you know, they all have servers to play competitively, like. We have to play like in a direct invite, and like sometimes the connection's not the best. So you know it's really hard to like play someone like that.
What about you, Matt?
I mean, that's definitely the only possible solution is dedicated. But even then, it's still so hard to find like a server that will get obviously me from California to someone like obviously up in like Toronto or something to get us on like a fair connection game where like we're both playing and like good gameplay. Obviously, so doing the dedicated stuff like is. It sounds almost impossible with how big like the US is, how big Mexico and Canada are.
Yeah.
So if somehow that was possible, then yeah, but I don't know who can obviously dedicate that much money towards the servers.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I feel like they just need to revamp the entire pro scene. That's how I feel. I just feel like the whole pro scene from like, and again, I'll straight talk my shit about it from the pro scene to the prize money, to the qualifiers, I think everything about the pro scene is wrong. And I'm going to keep it straight 100 with you. I just think that there's, you know, for pro players, if there wasn't awesome teams backing them, then they couldn't be doing it because the pro scene is just in just a bad place from EA Sports, in my opinion. You know what I mean? Like, we're lucky because we have the awesome team of COL behind us and they support everything we do and every step of the way we take. But if you don't have that, bro, like, what do you have? You have to win. And if you don't win, you're just not making nothing. You're roasty toasty. It sucks, bro. I don't know. The pro scene's tough, dude. When it comes to
what do you
to,
mean? Like you mean like trying to get on, like basically everybody's trying to get on a team and there's so many teams with so many players on it. So there's a lot of people that are trying to do it.
I mean, if you're not on a team. Okay. So
like, if you're not on a team, you're pretty much screwed is what you're saying.
Yeah. You have to win. You have to go win. And I'm going to keep it real with everything we talked about. DDA, momentum, if that exists, this or that, you know what I'm saying? Jackson putting down the controller for 2 years and coming back and beating somebody, like whatever exists, right? Whatever exists.
No, wait, you're not even mentioning the most important thing, bro. Like, you know, pay to win, bro.
We're gonna talk about that. We're gonna talk about that in a minute. We're gonna talk about that in a minute. But just saying that, right? Like, here's the biggest thing for me, dude. Like, hold on, Jay. Listen, no, because if you're not, if like with all of that, right? You finally make a final. You don't have a team backing you. You get to the final. You lose. You don't get paid shit. And now you're like, man, I spent a whole year trying to make this a thing, and it's just, I don't know. It's just not that. It's tough, man. The next thing, and we'll talk about, because I was going to ask you all, let me ask you that. Let's start with this before we go straight into the pay to win. Jackson, your favorite player in the game?
Team of the year, Mbappe, bro.
Okay, nice. Max?
So far, Moments Vieira, because that's the best guy I've used so far.
You got Moments Vieira?
Must be nice, bro. Talk about pay to win.
I'm over here. Hold on. What's your team? You got Moments Vieira on. Are you Xbox or play? You're Xbox, right?
Xbox.
My man, listen, Jackson, we were going to come there, bro, but it was too easy.
Yeah, right, bro. All the tryhards came over here now. Stop, bro.
Play that shit like, too
keep
easy.
Keep him over there, bro.
I went over there, and then I was like, man, I can get top 100 with my feet. I left there.
I played one weekly on Xbox, bro, and my controller died midway, bro. I didn't have no batteries.
You know why that shit died? Because it was too hard. You were hitting too many buttons. That shit couldn't take it. Cut off, bro. Bro, they make a wire for Xbox, bros. You don't need to put the battery.
No, that's if you go buy an Elite controller. If you have a regular one, that doesn't work.
Hey, Justin, to my manager listening, can you give me another sponsorship with Duracell? Because my man, Jackson, needs some batteries.
Batteries, hazy, bro.
Hey, wait. Jay, your favorite player?
like, I'm gonna be real with you, bro. Conte is my man. I know this is like a poor man thing here. Conte is my dude in this game, but I'm gonna be real. The card that I'm enjoying the most right now is, dude, it sucks saying it, man. Like, I hate saying it so much, but is Bruno Fernandes team of the year, bro. That card is incredible for me, bro. I like that card a lot.
Bruno Fernandes, that's a good card. I'm not gonna lie, y'all are gonna laugh at me, but Prime Desai. That guy's an auto block machine. I swear to God, bro. That guy is an auto block machine, dude. It is unbelievable. Anyways, we're going into the pay to win conversation.
You don't want to ask about like the whole pro scene with the COVID stuff?
With COVID?
Yeah, like how are you guys? How different is it? Like, I seriously want to know how different is it? Like, I know the whole world's flipped upside down with the whole COVID stuff. How different is it now for events and stuff? Like,
Do y'all like traveling?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part about competing.
All right, so they go ahead, Jay, finish that. So, like, you can't travel.
So, like, not traveling, how is it affecting you this year compared to maybe, you know, other years and stuff whatever?
Because y'all are back-to-back World Cup winners. Like, right now, you guys would have mad groupies. You have all the girls on you and shit because y'all got rings now. Jay, why are you laughing?
I'm not, bro. I just didn't know because I want to be a pro now. That's need some groupies. That's what I'm
saying, bro. They're like, dude, you're talking to Dwayne Wade and LeBron James, bro. They got back-to-back rings. All right, how's it affecting y'all? Go.
I was just going to add the no traveling and no, like, LAN events where you get to compete against the rest of the world. That's the worst. That's the worst part about all of it. And, like, that's not anyone's fault. Like, EA can't.
Yeah,
you know, change the fact that we can't fly globally, you know, and host events. So it's not anyone's fault, but it's like demotivating in a way because you're like, you know, like if you compete, it's all online. It's not the same as going to an event. But so the key is just like keeping your head focused. Like, it doesn't matter if it's in person, online, you just have to win. Like, that's your job. That's why you get paid. Right. So in general, though, it does suck traveling to like events. Like, went to Singapore in FIFA 19 for an event, London, Germany. So that's the best part about competing is flying around the world.
What about you, Jackson?
Yeah, I mean, like, obviously it's been really hard because of COVID. All the tournaments are online now. Mm-hmm. And, I agree with Maxi that traveling is like one of the most fun parts in like qualifying for a tournament. You know, it's part of the experience that you get to travel to a new country, meet all the players, you know, like all of a sudden you got Tech sitting next to you, you know, you got like Dosari sitting next to you and you're like, no, oh crap. Like, I finally made it, you know?
Yeah.
And I mean, like, it's part of the experience, like getting to travel. Like, obviously, like, I miss it, but I understand the current situation with COVID.
Yeah,
of course. And I mean, EA made it, like, out of nothing, they made like these online tournaments, you know, for us, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just gotta keep going, man, and try to win every online tournament.
Yeah, hopefully I'll be back to normal next year. I'm going to be honest with you. That Miami one I went to, so in 17, I qualified for all of them, but I went to the Miami one. I think that was, Jackson, were you competing in 17? They had a one in Mexico.
I was there, bro.
You were at the Miami one?
Yeah, I was like 14. They didn't let me play.
Oh, my God. That was you?
Yep.
Swear to God.
Yeah, it was me.
With your mom?
Yep.
I talked to your
That's
mom.
That's crazy.
Bro, that was you?
Yeah, that was me.
Holy shit, bro.
He told me about, I'm not going to lie. He told me about you. Remember, he told me about you.
I just talked to homie's mom and they won't let him. And then
they won't let him play.
They subbed in Abe. Was it Abe? I think his name's Abe. It's like A-B-E. I think they subbed him in and he competed because you couldn't compete. Bro, that was you. What the fuck, bro? I didn't know that was you.
Crazy.
Damn, how old are you now? Will you say your age or you're like, you don't, you're like.
Nah, I'm 18.
Wow. Yeah. Dude, you're still young, bro.
Yeah,
Damn. Me too.
Jackson, how old are you?
I just turned 23, man.
Same.
Yeah, I literally am 18 right now.
Oh, last Sunday.
23?
Yeah,
100%. Yeah. Hey, happy birthday. Hey, happy birthday, bro. Shit, 23 Crazy. Years old, back-to-back World Cup champion. Wow, must be nice. Hey, listen. Okay, so pay to win. Let's talk about this shit, bro. When I say pay to win, I don't mean that the person only wins because of pay to win, because
I pay to lose, dude. I'll say it right now. I'm proud of it too.
Like Jackson, you've done, I think all of us here have done top 100, top 200. You could do it with like a smaller team. We've all done that.
Mm-hmm.
Jay, just say yes. You've done it. Jay, just say yes.
Yeah. Okay. I've done it. I'm pretty close. Now, done it. Uh-huh.
But do you guys feel like this is the most pay to win FIFA ever? Because I'm going to say it is. It's 100% the most pay to win FIFA. Max, you start, go.
Yeah, definitely up there. I got to like experienced that firsthand when I used the like the Club World Cup event teams that they gave us, which is like the best possible team in the game, mm-hmm. with like no restrictions on that. And I played another pro in a friendly who mm-hmm. had his like qualifier restricted team, mm-hmm. and it was like wasn't even close. Like the team is just doing half the things for you. Like when you have like a full team of the year midfield and then Maldini and team of the year Van Dijk mm-hmm. in the back, like you, bro, you don't even have to defend. Like they're doing that. They're doing that for you.
Okay, Jackson, you most pay to win.
Yeah, no, I think I agree with you. Definitely, like, having those overpowered cards are crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, having Team of the Year Ronaldo, Team of the Year Mbappe, you know, Jole, Vieira on the midfield, nah, you can't do anything against that.
Okay. Now, I want to say one thing, and then, Jay, I'm going to get your opinion. Just, mm-hmm. You guys could say yes or no to this, because this is my biggest point to this. Do I think pay to win helps somebody win games? 1,000%. But the person has to be good at the game. Now, a lot of people take this very, very wrong. People come into my chat and they're like, yo, if I had that team, I would top 100. Max, is that true?
Nah, don't work that way.
All right. You still have to know how to use the players. But what I'm saying by pay to win is that if you hand, for example, if you hand Anders, let's talk about Anders for a second because the dude went like 560. If you land up every single moments card in the game, he's going to do even and like clean servers and stuff. He's going to just do that again, 560 wins again, because he knows how to use those cards properly. You know what I'm saying? He knows how to use them 100% properly. But Jay, where's the balance for this, Jay? Because like to get a pay to win team, and I'm saying this from experience,
mm-hmm.
you're paying like $5,000-$6,000.
Easy. Easy.
And that's more possibly. It depends if you got lucky in rewards. Mm-hmm. Just pure wasting money, you're spending mm-hmm. over $5,000 to have a pay-to-win team. Yeah, I want to say R9's, moment R9, I heard.
15?
No, I heard he sold for $3,000 or $4,000.
Oh, bro, yeah, money-wise, yeah.
No, he sells for $3,000 to $4,000 like to get the guy to list them for you.
That's what I'm saying. And then you get sniped.
Then you have to spend 15 mil coins. So it's probably like, what, like yep. 8K? What?
Yeah. Jay, there's like one of those eBay
things
going on.
There's like a black market of FIFA cards, bro. Yeah,
he got listed for 3K.
You got to get into that business ASAP. I'm just saying, Jesus Christ.
Hey, guys, I'll send you 3 pesos if you hook me up with him so I can do a video, bro. No cap. I'll send him back too, bro. I'll send him back with like another card involved. Jay, how do you balance this, Dark? Because the money, people are spending a lot of money to get these cards, bro. So how do you make this like fair?
I'm going to be real with you. I've thought about this a lot. Again, pro scene wise, I think is a little bit different than other stuff. I think, and I'm going to take an example from World of Warcraft, right? So in World of Warcraft, they have these servers, they open up and they give you everything, right? If you're PvPing, right? For arenas. If you guys don't know what that is, basically it's competitive. You know what I mean? Like you fight three on three.
I like where you're going with that.
What I think is what should happen with the pro scene is I don't think they should give everybody everything, but I think if you get verified and you're in these qualifiers and then of course in these tournaments, they should give you and allow you to have everybody and then you go from there.
That way everything is fair
because there are a lot of people, right, that are getting into these qualifiers and can't afford to spend. Mm. Bro, I sit on this game, right? I sit on this game. I've thrown money into this game. Yeah. I don't hit nothing, bro. I'm a very unlucky person when it comes to this game. So if I was competing, right? And then again, you know, teams are, you know, pro teams are giving, you know, a certain amount of money for the players to open a pack and all this other stuff, right? That helps them. But if you're trying to get into the pro scene,
yeah,
I think it's one of the most, it's a very, very hard scene to get into once you're in, right? Because if you're going to compete all year with your account and this and that, bro, it's tough, bro. Especially how rewards are not rewarding, in my opinion.
So right? What like, you're saying, mm-hmm. real quick, a server that you jump on, they give you an mm-hmm. account, and when you mm-hmm. log on that account, because you're verified,
everything's there.
Every moment card, yep. everything, you build a team, you go.
Yep.
Max, would you want that?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's... I just wanted to mention as well, the people who like run competitive FIFA, the heads of that, I know, or like the managers of that, I know they made an effort this year to try to reduce pay to win and try to get us those accounts. And for whatever reason, I don't know the exact reason, but it didn't work out for at least this year. Yeah. So they've done like at least a decent job of like limiting some of the pay to win and qualifiers. Like there's restrictions. You can only use two icons. It's like only two icons, but you can only use two, whereas opposed to like on FIFA 19, you could have unlimited team of the years and icons, right? So they've made an effort, and I think by next year we'll probably have like unlocked accounts.
That would be really, really cool. Hey, Max, that would actually be sick.
Is it the same guy from Miami?
No, not the same guy.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Oh, he's different.
Different now, yeah.
The people that I knew from that were running the pro scene, I like them, but I don't know. I like a lot of people at EA. I'm going to keep it 100 with you. I like a lot of people at EA, and I think a lot of the lower people at EA want to do better, and they want more for the game. But it's the higher ups that, again, like Jay, if I post a video tomorrow and it hits 1 million views, mm-hmm. and you come to me like, hey, man, you shouldn't post that video again because it was a trash video. And I'm like, well, damn, man, it just got 1 million views. Why would I change? So what I'm trying to say about EA is like, their sales, I think, went up 23%. Mm-hmm. So why would they change, bro? Like, if I was the CEO of EA, I'd be sitting on my yacht right now with my feet up, and they'd be like, hey, should we add something to the game? I'd be like, fuck that.
And drinking that apple juice you're always talking about, stupid? You know what I mean?
You don't change nothing. Matter of fact, you make it more pay to win. Fucking take this money and make it better.
Can I say this real quick? Because, I feel like every time I come on the podcast, and even in my live stream and stuff, I feel like the way I talk about the game sometimes is me bashing them. Mm-hmm. The reason I talk about and the stuff that I see that I think should be fixed, like rewards, gameplay, all this stuff, is because I play this game every single day. This is the thing that I do more than anything else in my life. Yeah. And I want the game to be good. So when I'm frustrated, you know, you're going to talk your shit, right? Like, I'm sure the pros talk their shit too when things aren't going well for them. But I think all of us, and you guys could come in and say if you agree or not when you are talking things with the problem. I think it's because we want the gameplay and the game to be better. And that's where the frustration comes in. And sometimes people take it as us being negative or toxic towards FIFA, right? Yeah. But at least for me, is I want better when I turn the game on. And I feel like we're not really getting that. It's like it's been dwindling down over the years since they've gone into the whole esports thing, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, I feel it, dude. I think you're hitting a lot of things. And I think a lot of people would be like, a pro player would be upset that you're like, oh shit, you know, EA's catering to things. But then they feel this, the pro players, as you can see, feel the same way as everybody else. So there's no, what I see from the FIFA community is we all feel the same way. And it feels like, and I feel like the message is not getting relayed back to EA. But hopefully with podcasts like this and everybody speaking their mind, it eventually gets back. I want to switch scenes real quick. And I just want to talk about y'all's personal lives for a little bit. No, we're not talking about girlfriends.
Oh, damn. I wanted the tea, bro. What you mean?
No. I want to talk about y'all with complexity and stuff. So you've been now jocks in 2 years. We're going two years.
It's coming really soon, no?
Yeah.
I think it already happened. I think it's today, bro.
Is it two?
Two years.
Aren't you going on three? Didn't you sign on like 19?
Yeah, well, like. No, actually, true.
Because
29th March.
Yeah, makes sense.
So we're going. What's it been like for you, bro?
Nah, it's been pretty like amazing, man. Like, complexity has helped me like so much.
Yeah.
No, like, I actually live in Frisco, Texas, with them, and like this apartment, like, you know, they gave me an apartment with the computer, man. Everything to like set me up, you know, to like, you know, be the best player I can. So I'm really thankful for them.
And this is why I tell any pro player out here listening. I want you to make sure you find yourself a team that can help support your dreams, because and when I say that, like, what complexity did, I mean, for me, for you, Jai, for us, is it's very, you're not going to find a team like COL anywhere. And that's not me just saying it because I'm with them, because I've experienced it. I've been down in Texas only because of COVID. I haven't been down there more. It's they're different, bro. They're built different. And the only way to really show it is to bring somebody down there. Max, how long you been with them now? And we haven't even hung out yet, Max, because of this whole COVID shit. We'll be down there soon together. Are you in Texas or no?
No, I'm in Cali right now.
Oh, California. Shit.
But yeah, I think like a year and a few months. Like a year and like 2 months, I think. A year and three months. Something like that.
Yeah. How you liking it?
That's awesome. I think the thing is, like, complexity being my first like pro team, like pro organization that I'm signed to, kind of like spoils your, like, the way you view like 100%. Esports teams in general. 100%. You know what I'm saying?
I'll say this, go on, you finish.
I was just saying, the standards like that they set are probably not standards that a lot of other teams can meet. You know what I mean?
No, I've said this, and I've been, one day I will compete for COL again whenever this COVID shit's all over, but I do content with them, I do content for them, and it's been a blessing being with them. And I've said this multiple times to my manager. if one day, like, we end up, I end up separating from them, I'll never sign for another team ever. Like, for me, this is it. Like, COL has just been, it's been a family, right? So I'm good here. But for me, dude, I think that, I personally think we got lucky because of who we got with. But the reason I brought that up is because of, I see so many guys out there that are so good at this game and they can't get the pro scene going for them and they can't find a team because a lot of people that are free agents, a lot of good players that are free agent. Max, if you could give them one advice, what would you do? Would you like keep grinding or what would it be?
Yeah, honestly, just keep grinding. That's the way it is with FIFA, probably in any other sport or esport, right? There'll be like bad times. There'll be times like when you're not obviously getting what you want, succeeding how you want, but eventually like it will come. You'll get blessed. Like when, obviously because I was 14 when in Miami, they didn't let me play. So it like kind of, it made me sad. Right? I wanted to compete, had to wait 2 years and then obviously didn't get signed right away because I had to play the entire FIFA 19 and then eventually got recognized like for what I was doing, you know? So just keep doing it. And then you will eventually, it will like pay out for you. Bro, you'll get.
You were somewhere. Baby Anders.
Yeah, really? Anders before Anders.
You were you and Lampard.
Anders before Anders.
You and Lamps was killing it at a young age,
yeah,
too.
He was.
Yeah, yeah. Lamps was super young. Jackson, what's your advice to people, bro? And listen, just don't say put the controller down for 2 weeks.
I got you, bro. I think my advice to people would be to, like, you know, be patient. And, you know, if you really like it, go for it. And, you know, if you really like the game, like, just go for it. If you really want to compete, go for it. At one point, you know, I was watching YouTube videos, you know, like watching people compete. And I was like, you know, I really want to do this. And yeah, I went for it and it worked out, you know. But, you know, people might see me right now like, oh, you have Ronaldo. You know, it's so easy for you to say because you have Ronaldo right now. You have a team of the year Mbappe. But when I started competing, man, I was competing with like Gold Heung-min Son, you know.
Yeah.
And like Gold, you know, Gold Conte, Gold Pogba. And eventually it worked out, but, you know, like once you get your chance, just take advantage of it and go for it.
Hell yeah.
I like that. I like that.
I'll bring this in, Andre. This is where I bring you in. I would say to any pro out there, also, content is king, bro. I think that if you want to really make a name for yourself, start posting stuff everywhere. Like post to you. I'm gonna keep it 100. Post TikToks.
TikTok's where it's at right now. That's where it's at. It's the new YouTube. It's the new Twitter. It's the new Instagram.
I was thinking about becoming
TikTok?
AA Addison. You feel me? Oh, so like just get on there and start dancing.
Yeah. Like, post TikToks like dancing or like FIFA?
Nah,
videos?
FIFA. No,
like,
no,
I would say FIFA
videos. Yeah, no, I would say anybody coming up, like, I mean, yo, listen, Jox, I'll watch your dancing stuff if you want, bro. I got you.
I mean that's fine with me.
I could see you like dancing to Sakura and shit. That shit would be crazy. Hey, no, listen. No, because for me, I think getting your name out there, like obviously, Max, you got your name out there at 14 years old when you went to a pro scene at 14. That was different, bro. I remember, weren't they close to almost letting you? Maybe not. Bro,
30 minutes before.
Your mom was pissed.
Yes, yeah, she was.
Your mom was so pissed.
Out to Miami, bro.
Yeah, you flew all the way to Miami. That is mad. Bro,
30 minutes, like during warm-ups for the tournament. They're like, yo, you can't play. We just found out you're 14. I'm like, didn't I send you guys my passport? You know, you guys bought me plane tickets. How are you just finding out I'm 14? But regardless.
I remember your mom, because I was walking through a hallway. Your mom was just ripping into him. And I was like, oh, shit, she is mad. And then I was with somebody. I was like, what happened? And they're like, oh, he's 14. I was like, oh, damn, he's 14. That's crazy. Nah, man. Yeah, that's true. They had all your information. Yeah. And they didn't, that's a weird one.
You know, people are dropping the ball, man.
Maybe EA were fine with letting me play, but someone like snitched or something. Who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe. It was me. I was there. You were there. Kid was there.
Oh, I thought you said you were the one that snitched, bro. That was tough right now. That's tough right now.
Wait, were you Xbox at that time?
Yeah, I was.
Okay, it was me, you, Diddy was there. I'm trying to think of all the people that was there. The Godfather was there. Yeah.
Yeah, Alexander. Dude, a lot of them aren't even competing anymore, but.
Wait. The Stinky Alex was there? Was he really there?
He was there.
Would you just call him Stinky Alex, bro?
He says that to his viewers. He'd be calling them Stinkies. And I watched his stream before.
That's crazy, bro.
He'd be calling them Stinky Boys.
Oh, that's crazy, bro.
Yeah, no, I remember. Dude, that was such a sick event, by the way. That's crazy that you were 14 then, man. That's wild. Yeah, man. Jay, anything you want to say before we close this off?
Yeah, there's one big question I want to ask the both of you. Do you guys, like, I think FIFA would be better if custom tactics was removed out of the game. Instructions say custom tactics removed. Do you guys like custom tactics, or would you care if they actually removed custom tactics? Doxson, go ahead.
I wouldn't mind. I would not be opposed to removing custom tactics. You know, just have it something like set, like normal. Like, I don't know, like say everyone plays with balance.
School!
5-5 width, you know, 6 depth. You know, something like that. Remove drop back, obviously, like remove all that stuff. And remove people like, you know, just sitting back, you know? I'm down for that.
Hey, so like we're going to get you in a minute, Max, but you guys remember, I know y'all played FIFA 17. Y'all remember when people were doing custom formations? You don't remember that shit where like they would go in and they would change like their strikers to play fucking center back and like everybody was stuck in front. Y'all remember that, right? I'm not the only one. Okay, anyways, they removed that. But I'm with you, Joxson. Remove for weekend league, just remove it. Let it be my formation, my team against your team, and we just go at it, bro. See who's better at FIFA. No custom tactics saving you. No instruction saving you. My skill versus your skill. Let's go man to man or man to girl or anything, whatever. And we rock out with it. Max, how you feel?
Yeah, no, I'd be down for that. Anything that removes like the computer pressing for you and then the computer like sitting back for you, just remove that.
Yeah, I'm done.
Constant pressure is broken too. Y'all feel that
thing? I hate it.
It's the worst.
Fucking broken, dude.
It's the most broken thing ever.
Oh my goodness. Anyways, guys, we're about to close off this podcast. Listen, make sure to follow us on Spotify, on Apple Music. I really want to bring my teammates on because they have been absolutely, I just think y'all deserve to get some recognition, man. Joxson, name stuff you've won in the last 2 years. Go.
Last 2 years?
Or even going far in something.
All right. Intercontinental Cup champion in Paris, France. Oof. Club World Cup champion, Italy. You know, back-to-back Club World Cup champion. And then the 2NA Cups in FIFA 21.
Damn. Must be nice, buddy.
I want to be like you when I grow up, dude. Thank God I'm only 12 years old right now.
I want $5 on a lottery ticket. Yo, Max, what you got? You got the World Cups. Yeah. Have you made it far and stuff?
Of course, the two Club World Cups. Mm-hmm. I got second in two North American tournaments. Like,
let's go.
EMLS and FIFA 16 when I was 13. Mm-hmm. Got second. Got done dirty by the Godfather in the final of that. And then second last year in the North American Championship. But we'll see. Hopefully we can win some more.
Hey, I feel like as like an eSport, we have a strong team. It's strong.
It's up there.
Yeah.
Hey, bro.
Hey, Beef. Good job, buddy.
Hey, listen, bro. Can I be the water boy or something, bro? Can I get a ring if I give you guys water, a towel, something?
Hey, Beef, send me my Club World Cup ring, bro, because I was part of the squad, bro. They won back to back. I want both my rings. I want one for the right hand and one for the left hand because I was part of the team, bro. I was there spiritually and all that stuff, man. I was there for it. But yeah, guys, I'm glad y'all came on. I appreciate you guys coming on. Keep killing it, bros. Like, hopefully soon we'll all be down in Texas together.
Congratulations again to both of you guys and keep grinding, boys. Wait, Max, soon you'll be able to travel again. That's going to be good. Hopefully it's going to be.
Are you 21 anytime soon?
Gonna be fun.
Max, you 21 anytime soon or no?
Nah, like 3 years.
Oh yeah, you're 18. Fuck, Joxson, what do we do when we go party? Do we sneak them in?
Bro, you can't say that.
Hopefully there's a tournament in Europe, and then we can.
It's kind of legal, man.
We can do what we want.
All right, guys. Hey, y'all stay safe. I love you guys. I appreciate y'all coming on. Jay, thanks for being another amazing I freed you too, bro.
I mean, sometimes, you know, every now and then I get freed. I like it.
Follow us on Spotify. Follow us on Apple Music. Make sure to check out COL, man. Not only are they dominating the FIFA scene, but they are doing it in so many other games. Jay, they were the first one on World of Warcraft. We played that.
Yeah, guys, bro.
Max, you ever play World of Warcraft?
Nah, I haven't.
What? That game's so good, dude. Damn. Anyways, I love you guys, man. I appreciate everybody watching. We are back next week with another. I'm going to put it out there, man. We're going to have somebody dope on, man. Hopefully, eventually, we'll have Castro on, Pie Face, a lot of awesome people that will be flying on the podcast. Make sure, again, rate it. Love it. Appreciate you guys. And we will catch you guys back here in a week or two for another podcast. Bye, guys.
All right. Bye. Take it easy, boys.
Wait. Hold on, guys. We're still live. Hold on. We're still live on thing. But wait, I'm going to cut off the Discord. Guys, I appreciate you guys coming on. I'm going to talk to my viewers for a little bit. Jay, you're awesome. You guys are awesome. And I'll DM you guys. I appreciate you, man.
Take it easy.
All right. Yeah, Twitch. We did it. We did it! Another successful podcast. I want to get pros on, man, for you guys to get their insight, man. Who's next? I want to get Pi on, man. Pi, somebody I definitely want to get on. Free Jackson. Hey, man, he talked. I brought him in as much as I could, man. I swear. All right, guys, listen. This is what's gonna happen. I'm gonna end stream now, just because I'm gonna get the podcast up so it can go up on Apple and all that stuff, Spotify, all that stuff. I'm gonna end this. Hashtag Harry Castro, Pi Face. I want to get all them on. FBI, Bill, thank podcast. You, bro. I'm gonna end now, and then I'll be back in like an hour or two. Deal? We'll stream again tonight. I'll be back to play FIFA. We'll play some weekend league. We'll build the pay-to-win team. We'll figure out what's going on with the Road to Glory. But I will be back, man. I appreciate you guys listening. I appreciate you guys tuning in. And yo, guys, as you can see, pro players feel the same way that we all feel. You guys saw it right there, man. I wanted to bring them on so y'all could feel that same energy. I love you guys. I'll be back in a little bit for FIFA. All right, give me a W spam. I'll be back in a little bit. Is my girl streaming? Let me check if my girl's streaming, if I could raid her. Who's streaming? Is my girl streaming? Is she streaming? She's not streaming yet. I know she's setting up. I'm going to raid her even though she's not live. I know she's setting up right now. I love you guys. I appreciate y'all. Y'all can go on this raid. I'm going to be up there with her. I think she's in the kitchen cooking. So, you know, I'm going to be in the kitchen. I love you guys, man. I'll be back in a little bit, okay? Y'all better come back. If you don't come back, I'm going to be really sad and I'm going to cry myself to sleep. I'm going to cry. I'm not even joking. Join the raid. She's about to be live. Love you guys. Bye!